This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've reported with some degree of detail the past couple of years about the demise of the shopping mall. As those malls have gone away, so too have their food courts. Not, generally speaking, huge gastronomic losses, right? In some cities, though, those food courts are giving way to food halls. Ritzier and foodier, I guess you'd say. Los Angeles is expected to open 7 food halls next year. They're also coming to smaller cities like Waco, Texas, and Greenville, South Carolina. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank explains what's going on there.
L.A.'s newest food hall is here on the ground floor of the Corporation Building, a 14-story high-rise in the heart of downtown that was recently flipped into creative offices. David Takis spent a recent lunch hour on the patio with an $11 bowl of fresh ravioli.
I woke up dreaming of this pasta, so I'm happy to actually fulfill that dream today.
Inside, there's sleek communal seating and 8 food stalls, each a couple hundred square feet. They're serving everything from rice bowls and shawarma to poke and pulled pork.
We like the choices that we have. It's just nice to be spontaneous.
The food hall concept, quick, sophisticated dining in a public market setting, came from Europe before taking off in the U.S. There were about 100 scattered across the country last year, and 100 more are expected by next year. Some small operations like this one, others massive spaces packed with 40 or more vendors.
It's kind of a new age food court.
Simon Aronson likes that his choices here aren't the national fast food chains you'd find at the mall, but representatives of the local food scene. Many food halls host downmarket versions of renowned restaurants.
I have the ability to come to one spot and choose from multiple types of places that are much, much healthier than the traditional food courts and malls that we might have been privy to in the past.
Developers around the country have a big appetite for food halls to anchor their office parks or luxury condos, says food industry analyst Warren Solacek with the NPD Group. And the brick-and-mortar retail downturn is fueling the trend.
You have large retail and office space that has become open, and the owners of the buildings are looking to fill in those large spaces.
But that doesn't mean you can just plop a food hall anywhere. Solacek says he hasn't seen any high-profile flops yet, but food halls share the same risk as with any dining destination.
If you get into a space where you don't have a lot of foot traffic, it's just not going to be successful.
Unlike its standard mall food courts, the restaurants at Corporation Food Hall aren't competing with retail shops, says Jamal Bryant, manager at Tsum Tsum, a fresh Mediterranean spot. For now, at least, they aren't found in malls.
There is no shopping element. This is a space where you come and shop for food.
Compared to a full-service restaurant, Bryant says there are a lot of advantages for him to operate here.
I don't have to worry about a dining room. I don't have to worry about front of the house. I don't have to worry about cleaning restrooms. I don't have to worry about parking.
Overhead costs are much lower, and it's a stepping stone for chefs like Akeem Wong, who owns Thai fusion stall Buddha Belly. Wong started a food truck in L.A. 3 years ago and wants to run a full-on restaurant someday.
If I really wanted to open up my own spot, probably be like double or triple what I'm spending here. And it's just way more risky, and it's like a good step from a food truck to this, and then maybe the next step would be an actual standalone spot.
We're less than a mile from what is now L.A.'s most famous food hall, Grand Central Market. It began a century ago as a true public market and has seen a culinary transformation in recent years as more young people revitalized Los Angeles' downtown. That urban renewal is definitely contributing to the national growth of food halls. Nicole LeBlanc, who lives and works nearby, is spending her lunch hour at Corporation Food Hall with her family.
And it's great to be or feel like you're part of the city again.
Now that's one you probably won't hear at your suburban mall food court. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.